Well, it's early morning, July 19th, and we've been going all day from the 18th. We left at 7 a.m. from Cala Canyotels, and we're on our way to Sardinia. And it's around 1:30 in the morning, and it's a lovely evening. Unfortunately, there's not much wind, and we're motoring, if you can hear in the background. Have both sails up to kind of just steady the boat. The wind's piped up a little bit for the correct direction, but not enough to really drive the boat. So I have the boat going about 1,800 RPMs and kind of motor sailing at about 6.5 knots. The only company we have is a boat off to our starboard, about 4 miles or so, and we've kind of been seeing her now and again. They were way behind us, then they caught way up to us, past us, and they slowed down again. So I think we're all playing the game of motoring and sailing and trying to work it out. And no other ships, nothing showing on AIS, and again, only one target on our radar, which is this boat off to our starboard. We had a fantastic time at this Cala Canyotels. We're only there a day, but it was really magical. It was finally a perfect Cala to go into. Originally, we were going into another one, but we worked our way a little bit further west on Menorca and went into this Cala Canyotels. And it was actually kind of cool because we drove into, I think it was the second one we explored into. It was very, very narrow, and getting the boat in, coming around the corner, and there was a naked couple running on the beach, which isn't unusual for around here, but and then barely enough room to turn the big boat around, walls going up about 50 or 60 feet on either side. It was actually kind of cool. Got back out of there and then continued a little further west and pulled into this Cala Canyotels. We nudged the boat in, and this dinghy came out. I expected him to tell us to go away, but instead he said, "Are you interested in a mooring for the night?" And they had a lot of these yellow balls all set up throughout the entire Cala right there to tie you bow and stern. So we said, "Yeah, we're interested." And how much? It would be, it was 24.20. 24 euros, 20 cents, and it was ended up being a hell of a bargain. The kids set us up, connected the bow, connected the stern. We were the biggest boat in there, but very comfortable. And we ended up going to the onshore, going to see some very old, almost like Druid sites, but the name of the local tribe was the Trapeka, or I'm probably butchering that, but girls will correct me. Anyway, went to see ruins, and then we came back and ended up having dinner at the little restaurant that was there. Views are beautiful. Well, it's exactly what you'd expect from a Cala, exactly what you'd want. Very traditional beach, restaurant, looked like a summer place, but it wasn't very developed and really couldn't be just because it's so small, and just worked out perfectly. So left from there, now we're heading to Sardinia. Our target is Statino, and I think we're going to try to get in there in the afternoon and see if they have, we didn't make a reservation, but see if they have any room in there. So anyway, that's the update at this point, and all's going well on this watch, and I'll check back later.